Grassroots democracy, ecological design, youth engagement, social justice in action, ecological stewardship, multimodal transportation, and so much more. This year's evening speakers and performers will be at the Sunnyside Methodist Church, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. A list of speakers and more information about the Village Building Convergence in general can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Radio, yes, and so much more. Members, make it happen. Yeah, we're radio. Yes, we have massive social networking resources, and we have members like you who make all of this happen. We're going to be speaking later on in on the show today with Aliyah Salem. She's the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Again, one of those stories that has gone underreported, and apparently no accident there. Seems to be a deliberate pattern that has emerged over the past years since the USA Patriot Act made it possible for average Americans to get themselves worked up into a lather of hatred and take it out on Muslim Americans or those whom they perceive to be Muslim Americans. This trend has been burgeoning alongside the growing militia movement, all of which are issues to be greatly concerned about. Unfortunately, if it's not reported in the news, then it's a little bit difficult to get concerned. What we're going to be speaking about today with Ali is faith healers are protesting hate speakers at a Dallas rally. This took place on May 17th. The Texas chapter of CARE said local Muslims sought to join a rally in support of Christian rights, but only if the anti-Muslim speakers were dropped. Rally organizers refused that request. More on that later. In this just in from North Carolina, as hydraulic fracturing or fracking wraps up around the country, so do concerns about health impacts, and those concerns have led 20 states to require the disclosure of industrial chemicals used in the fracking process. North Carolina isn't on that list of states yet, and it may be hurtling in the opposite direction. Three Republican state senators introduced a bill that would slap, get this, wait for it, a felony charge on anyone who disclosed confidential information about fracking chemicals. The bill, whose sponsors include a member of the Republican Party leadership, establishes procedures for fire chiefs and healthcare providers to obtain the information and withhold it from the public. And that alongside President Obama's embrace for nuclear weapons. It turns out that in the massive Pentagon and budget proposal, there's plenty of room for unprecedented spending on nuclear weapons maintenance, design, and production. The U.S. claims of nuclear weapons retirement and dismantlement is completely and utterly fabricated. According to an email addressed by the Idaho Transportation Department, megaload hauler Mammoet has pulled out of highways 95 and 200. Yeah, finally, it's always good to start off a broadcast of Air Cascadia with some good news as well as all the rest. Chip Catchell with the company said that please cancel all permits involving Mehmet Yassay routing to Great Falls, Montana from the port of Wilma, Washington. On their Facebook page, Witt declared that news and a bittersweet megalode victory, while the recent victory is important, it's also important to stay aware According to one activist, the company may have a plan B up their sleeve. Bet on it. And this, a federal investigation is now underway after three, count them, three train derailments in the same area in Grays Harbour County. They've all happened in the past 2 weeks between Aberdeen and Montesano. This is in Washington State, of course. The last accident sent 11 train cars flying off the tracks, and now neighbors are worried about what could happen next. The Puget Sound and Pacific Railroad Company's been working day and night to clear the wreckage. Now agents with the Federal Railroad Administration are also investigating the crashes. Yeah, great. Let's put more trains hauling all this kind of stuff out on the tracks crossing the country from one border to the next. The entire nation now is a network of death just waiting to happen. The derailments and spills and contamination are just one part of the problem. It's far greater than that. And earlier this month, the House Armed Services Committee voted to block virtually every cost-saving measure proposed by the Pentagon. This goes alongside with the development and upping the ante on our nuclear weaponry and stockpiles. This, from closing excess, they blocked. The effort to close excess military bases. They're holding off the costly refueling of a Navy aircraft carrier. The committee also left some of the Pentagon's worst ideas untouched, providing billions for the overpriced, underperforming F-35 aircraft. Google it if you haven't been following this thing. It doesn't work, is the bottom line here. And yet, they still are trying to get this thing to stay in the air long enough to bomb somebody. This, too. On May 19th, Cicely McMillan, activist, was sentenced to 3 months in jail and 5 years of probation plus community service. McMillan's whole life has been devoted to activism and community service. She was arrested and charged and sentenced based on community service. McMillan says that the officer, Grantley Bovell, who was in plain clothes and did not identify himself, that's illegal, as a police officer, grabbed her from behind during a March 17th, 2012 gathering of several hundred Occupy activists in Manhattan Zuccotti Park. In a video of the incident, she appears to have instinctively elbowed him in the face, and the rest is history. Yeah, McMillan is not happy about this, and none of us should be, and it's time to stand in solidarity with her. There's websites you can go to. You can put some links up on our own beloved KBOO website. Then there's a new push to encrypt email messages, free from government snooping. It's gaining momentum right now, even as we speak. One new email service is promising end-to-end encryption. It was launched on Friday. Others are being developed, while major services such as Google Gmail and Yahoo Mail have stepped up their security measures. Right. A major catalyst for email encryption and revelations, of course, about the widespread online surveillance. And China, moving further afield, of course, is outraged that the U.S. is splitting hairs pretty much as fast as the hairs grow over spying allegations. Of course, but the Chinese are spying on U.S. technology. Of course they're doing that. U.S. is doing the same thing. The U.S. perhaps spying efforts across the world are perhaps even more damaging than the Chinese efforts. And yet the U.S. has gone right ahead and ticked off the what arguably is the world's greatest economic superpower. Americans for Prosperity, the conservative advocacy group supported by the Koch brothers, has launched an effort to torpedo a proposed settlement in the Detroit bankruptcy case. That's right. The Koch brothers are attacking Detroit while the city is down. Before any more time escapes us, and there are so many other stories that we'd love to bring to you, but the top story today is the in the extraordinary rise in hate crimes against Muslim Americans. This incident that took place May 17th in Dallas City Hall was really a turning point, and one which we should look at and examine carefully, and we should look at ourselves. This is a mirror of what we have become as a nation under the USA Patriot Act. Perhaps this was already there, but and that would be a terrible thought to confront. But nonetheless, the USA Patriot Act basically opened the floodgates to this extraordinary wave of hatred. Aliyah Salem joins us. She is, of course, the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth Texas chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Aliyah, good morning, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, first, briefly, if you could describe to listeners this what happened here. Faith healers were protesting against hate speakers at this rally that took place in Dallas. Can you describe that incident for us?
Sure. So a little bit less than a month ago, we received word that there was going to be a rally to raise the awareness of persecution of Christians in Muslim-majority countries. And as a civil rights and advocacy organization, we felt that was a legitimate and worthy human rights issue that we wanted to be a part of and raise awareness. A local church in Dallas were the responsible organizing party for this rally. We noticed that the speakers that they were bringing, however, to participate in this event were individuals whose organizations have been listed as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a man by the name of Robert Spencer in particular, whose organization, Jihad Watch and Stop the Islamization of America, and others have been listed by the SPLC as a designated hate group. And so that brought us some concern as to what the actual agenda of the rally was, and two other individuals. Robert Spencer, for your listeners, his work and his anti-Islam rhetoric and activism inspired the Norway terrorist Anders Breivik. His manifesto cited Spencer's organization over 196 times and mentioned Spencer himself as an inspiration. So that was really concerning and scary for us. So we tried to encourage the pastor to remove these speakers and allow us to participate and share in this awareness campaign. Our request was declined after a number of attempts, and so what we helped try and do is work with our local peace center and local activists to gather together, inform pastors of what was happening, Christian pastors in the community, and let them know what was happening and see what they could do about it. So they decided to organize a peace rally in opposition to the hate rally, because we were pretty sure that the mission wasn't what the stated agenda was, but rather it was to spread more anti-Islam hate rhetoric, fear, and propaganda under this guise of a legitimate human rights cause. So several pastors, we had about 15 people show up, and it wasn't we did not publicize it to the community. It was the press release went out, but that was the extent. It was more intended to have faith leaders. The faith leaders themselves decided that they wanted to be the ones to show up and stand up against this, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, it's an incredible story all around. The efforts on the part of the Muslim community, led of course by the Council of American Islamic Relations, has made an enormous effort to address the fear of the hatred on all sides, and has actually taken risks, taken chances that no other organization has. And yet, across the country, we still see these things happening: Muslims being attacked, mosques being desecrated. how do you account for this deep vein of fear and hatred, xenophobia in the American mind?
You know, I think part of it has to do with there are some people who have concerns and fears, and then people who are much more knowledgeable and who do not have good intentions prey on those fears. So if people see things that are being reported in the media, and they see things that scare them in the world, that have people who are Muslim, who are committing crimes that go against Islamic teachings, but the media, you know, portrays that and oftentimes tends to be very one-sided.
Can you give, as we're out of time now, but the website for the Council on American Islamic Relations is enormously helpful. It's a very, very useful, informative tool in addressing this and getting more, because one antidote to this poison is more information. Can you give that information to our listeners now before we let you go?
Sure, absolutely. The main website for the national chapter is cair.com. They have a quite extensive amount of information. And a tab that I'd like to point you to is the tab listed as Islamophobia. And in that is our recent report called Legislating Fear, which has the full picture that you can understand with regards to what the actual situation is.
Thalia, thank you very, very much for that. My guest has been Alia Salem, the Council on American Islamic Relations. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoint, South Korean.